This is Brady with KBBS Sports, and joining me now is Lady Bison basketball coach Michelle Dahlberg. Coach, we'll start talking about the regionals here. The Lady Bison met Douglas for the regional championship and the number one seed on the line going into state. In that game, Douglas jumps out to an 11-0 lead. Buffalo's able to fight back. They even hold a one-point lead with about 6 seconds to go. And, of course, we know Douglas won on a putback basically at the buzzer. Coach, that was a great performance by Buffalo, even though they came out on the losing end of that game.
That was such an exciting regional championship. I think all the fans that were there and all of the players just had a great time with that experience. You know, and to lose by that buzzer beater was such a bummer because we had, you know, played so well down the stretch. And then to have that opportunity go in for them was a bummer, but it was sure a great game by all the players.
Well, and it's a game where, you know, like I said, you came out in the losing end, but that was basically just because Douglas had the ball at the end. I mean, for the first quarter, they jumped out to the lead, but really for three quarters after that, the Lady Bison outplayed them.
We really did. We just did so many good things on the offensive and defensive end, and so it did come down to who had the ball last.
And Coach, kind of take us back. What was the girls' mindset going into the state tournament with an opening round game against Lyman, who had, I believe, a total of two losses at that point?
You know, when we first saw the bracket, you know, it was like, well, if we're going to get to that championship game, we're going to go through the teams that have been ranked 2, 3, 4 all season long. And so it really was a test, you know, as we thought about it and we looked at that bracket, it was pretty darn exciting that we were going to get to go through, you know, possibly Lyman, Star Valley, and maybe eventually meet Douglas. So as we started the tournament out, we were very, very excited for what our opportunity looked like.
And the girls played a great game against Lyman, who I believe had the 3A player of the year, and Bradshaw, I believe her name is. And mm-hmm. They played a great game and were able to get the win.
That was pretty exciting, you know, just getting to play. McKinley Bradshaw, she's a great player. I always tease that she's basically our little Caden in a body like Ellie, you know, where, you know, she's got the scrappy, you know, does it all over the floor like Caden does, but in a 6-foot frame like Ellie. So it was pretty fun to play him, and I really thought Mariah and Ellie did a great job playing her. She still scored 32, but everybody else played great defense too, that we were able to hold them to less points than we scored.
And Coach, round two against Star Valley came down to the end as well. Buffalo got the victory in that one. How were the girls feeling after this win and again looking ahead to Douglas?
You know, and everybody, you know, throughout the season did a lot of comparison with us and Star Valley just because last year's teams, both for Star Valley and for us, were so senior heavy that both of us were bringing up basically a JV team, you know, from last year, that they all played together in JV, and then they were both Star Valley and us were moving up basically the whole team to be the varsity teams. And so it was kind of fun just to see, you know, that our teams playing each other were, you know, kids with the same level of experience and some of that feistiness that they both, you know, grew during the season to get. So it was a pretty exciting game. Came down to the wire again.
And Coach, you know, you talk about that going against Star Valley, going against Lyman, and having to really earn your way to the championship. Nobody's a walkover at state, but you definitely had the tougher road to the championship. How were the girls feeling once the Star Valley game was over? They're in the championship, and they're once again looking at undefeated Douglas.
You know, it was our goal from the beginning of the year was to get to that championship game. So the girls were pretty excited to be there. You know, one of our thoughts for the season was focus, follow our course until successful, and we knew successful. We had worked hard, and we got to the game that we wanted to be.
And Coach, an outstanding game it was against Douglas, at least late, but they jumped out to that early 11-0 lead once again, and the Lady Bison took a little while to really get going in this one. Early on, it's not like they were playing bad. Their shots just weren't falling early in this one, and they just weren't able to quite overcome that early lead from Douglas.
Yeah, it was so hard because Douglas just came out, and every shot they threw up went in, and our shots did not. So it was pretty frustrating just to have, you know, to be playing well. You know, if you didn't know what the score was, you'd have thought we were right in there, but our shots were just not falling. Ended up they shot like 50, I think it was 52% for the game, and we shot about 28. So it was just frustrating to work so hard and do so many things so right and, you know, to just not have it go our way.
And Coach, I know a lot of people say, especially playing at the event center, that it takes it's a little bit of an adjustment shooting because there's not a wall right behind the baskets. So your your depth perception can be off a little bit. Did the girls happen to say anything about that, that maybe is a reason for why some of those shots didn't fall early?
You know, and I think it's kind of what you put in the kids' head, you know, and I'm always about, hey, it's a different environment. So when you get out to the basket, you start out shooting close and you get your confidence and you feel good and then you start moving back. You know, so I know a lot of people talk about that, but I think it's also how you word it to them. You know, so I think the girls went into it feeling pretty confident to shoot on that floor. And I thought we played really well against Lyman, that we kind of had some confidence playing on that event center. I think the difference, you know, with basically Douglas was all the same team that had been there for state volleyball. And, you know, they came out with just definitely a different kind of fire than what we did. I wouldn't say it was so much confidence, but just that we've been there, we're ready to get this one too. So I think that our crew will be really excited to, you know, work hard this next season to get to that same place and hopefully get to meet Douglas again.
Coach, an outstanding season for you and the team. While it may take a little while for yourself and the team to get over a championship loss, once that hurt subsides, the girls are going to see what a special season this really was, just getting to the state championship.
Oh, I so agree. You know, and it is. It's so hard to finish on a loss. You know, not many teams get to be where we got to be. And so I do think that as time goes on, it will feel better and they'll just realize just how much they did do to accomplish that.
Coach, a few seniors on the team. Take a moment and talk about the seniors that you'll be graduating off the team this year.
So we'll be graduating our 4 seniors. And they're just such a great group of young ladies. They bought into all their sports as a Lady Bison from the time they came in as freshmen, being very dedicated. All 4 of them are 3 sport athletes. And so they're a phenomenal group, and just their leadership and their positive attitudes, and they're absolute gems to coach because they're such good, hardworking kiddos. And they do it in the classroom too. That's what just makes them extra special. So we're truly going to miss our little Maddies, Maddie and Maddie. They just bring hustle and athletic ability, and, you know, they just have so much to contribute in so many different ways. And Cassie, you know, she's just a super, super young lady. Excited to watch her leadership on the soccer field, and just has a heart of gold and truly just loves the teammates she plays with. And Mariah, she's just grown into a wonderful athlete for us. You know, with her rebounding and scoring, she just contributes in so many different ways to our team. So they're an exceptional class, and I'm going to miss them very much.
Talking with Buffalo Lady Bison head basketball coach Michelle Dahlberg. Coach, congratulations on state runners-up this year, and thank you so much for taking the time here today and all season long.
You know, Brady, I just know, as I say for myself and all the fans of Team Buffalo, we just appreciate you so much. You do such a great job with our kids and announcing, and we just can't express enough how much we appreciate you too.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that as well. And well, and I guess we'll talk next season.
We will.